When I was first asked to speak on the topic of small acts of kindness, I immediately started to think of many stories that I could share from my classroom. Anyone that knows me knows that I absolutely love the job that I do at Goshen High School. I love being an EL teacher at Goshen High School. And I love to tell stories about the amazing and often quite funny things that my students do. And trust me, there are a multitude of stories that I can share. From the way they burst into applause when another student who's been struggling with a particular topic finally makes a breakthrough, to the way that they love to share little treats or sweets from their home countries to give me a little sense of their home culture, to also their hugs, their compassionate hugs and smiles when they know that I've had a pretty rough day. But as time went on and the topic continued to marinate with me, I felt a strong urge to connect our summer worship topic to our current reality and the pandemic that we are all struggling through right now. For many of us, it seems that now more than ever, we rely on small acts of kindness to help us through these uncertain times. Our world feels like a different place now. Those common happenings and interactions that used to fill our days have been replaced with new realities. Things we used to take for granted and do without even thinking about have all been changed for something that we're still trying to adjust to. The city feels almost quiet, almost like it's sleeping. And while this time can be challenging and perhaps a bit fearful, there are also so many things that I hope that we can cherish from this time and perhaps learn to incorporate into our future when we eventually emerge from this pandemic. When I talk to my friends about this time and these particular feelings, I find that I keep connecting it to my life when I live overseas. Back to the times that I've lived in Nicaragua or Paraguay or even Cote d'Ivoire on SST. In those times, life tended to move at a different pace. It was a slow and deliberate pace that allowed room for us to cherish time that we spent around people. Our American lives, they seem to have us scheduled from the moment we wake up in the morning to the moment that we lay down to go to sleep at night. Whereas my life overseas is often filled with hours of empty time, but time that I can then fill with walks in the city or talks with a neighbor or a friend. These social times are often what I almost consider the currency of life in those countries. And it's much more than our never-ending drive to be successful or to make money here in the U.S. In Nicaragua, it felt as if there was more of an opportunity to give and to receive small acts of kindness because the simple gesture of spending time with someone was so valued. One person in Nicaragua in particular who showered me with many small acts of kindness was Connie. Although she was officially our maid in the house, I really hated to call her that because she really was more of friend and family to me as I lived there. Each morning after my run and shower, I knew that there would be a cup of coffee with a little bit of cream waiting for me in the kitchen. I would find it on the kitchen table, and this was the time that Connie would then take a break from her morning routine and come and sit and talk to me. I love these moments because while obviously it gave me a chance to practice my Spanish, it really gave me a chance to get to know Connie better and to learn more about her life, and also to see Nicaragua and learn about Nicaragua through Connie. From her retelling of stories of her time of working during the Sandinista literacy campaign at the age of 14, or her delight in buying different fruits or treats that she knew that I had never seen in the United States. Connie's small act of kindness, her act of friendship, allowed me to feel as though Nicaragua was not just a place that I was visiting, but a place where I really was living. Like those special moments with Connie, I feel as though COVID is really allowing us to finally slow down and find more appreciation of small acts of kindness, small acts of togetherness. Being a single person and living alone during a global pandemic has proven to be challenging on multiple levels. In early March, just as school was being shut down, I suddenly became a Zoom teacher. I also became sick with what was later determined to be COVID. It was early into the pandemic, so no one really knew what to do with me or even really how to get me tested. After being redirected to my fourth medical facility and finally getting tested, I remember driving home and feeling just completely alone. It was a surreal feeling. I felt numb with fear. I felt contagious and contaminated, and afraid that even if I looked at a friend, I would get them sick. Thankfully, throughout my ordeal, I never felt that my condition was bad enough that I needed to go to the hospital. But the combination of coughing till you can hardly breathe, dealing with a fever for 14 days, and living in complete isolation left me crying myself to sleep many nights. For me to survive, I realized that I needed to rely on small acts of kindness from my family and my friends. They got me through it, and I was overcome by the outpouring of support and acts of kindness from my neighbors and my family. My mom and my neighbors passed by often and would wave or leave cards or food or treats at my door. They checked in on me to make sure that I had food or that I had medication. And because everything was shut down and the world was operating at such a slow pace, their visits were more than just hi and bye times. COVID gave us the benefit of the time to spend with one another. For me, the most treasured of these times were the times that friends and neighbors would actually come by and visit me on what I started to affectionately term as my observation deck. The front of my house is made up almost entirely of windows, and it has a large deck in the front with seating. Friends would come by and they would sit on one side of the window while I sat on the other, and we used our speaker phones so that we could be communicating. These moments were truly the highlight of my 18 days in isolation, when an hour felt like a day. Some, even like Bethany, would come by at mealtime and bring their own dinner, and we would eat dinner together through the window. It seems like such a small thing, a small act of kindness, but sharing a meal together was so uplifting. Those small acts of kindness were what were keeping me going. They made me feel loved and gave me great support. As I slowly recovered and began to emerge back into normal world, I've pushed myself to continue to embrace the gift of time and the small acts of kindness that can come from it. I found that I look for ways to fill my time with meaningful interactions, or as best as those interactions can be at this point. Taking long walks with a friend, or writing letters to my students or my aunts and uncles have really been life-giving. I enjoy even enjoy doing shopping for my mom and Lorna, I find it to be a treasure just because it's one way for me to give back during this time. As I said before, this time is most definitely challenging for all of us. But I encourage you to take time to walk through your neighborhood. Take time to talk to the people that pass you. And use this gift of time to deepen those relationships. Perhaps through this, we can learn and maybe even see the gift of time as a small act of kindness that COVID has given us.